Our next guest, yes. Sean the Trader, a.k.a. the Socialite.
One of the greats.
Right. He was spotted down our neck of the woods.
Did he talk to the mayor about getting in? Did he give you a call?
No, well, I'm not the mayor. I tell you who the mayor is. Pud's the mayor down there, right? So he went to the Pines. Roscoe, who has the Pines down there, they trotted into the Pines. It was Pud, Placebet Pete, and the coal miner holding court. And I'm pleased to say he's on the line. Sportsbet, bet with mates. Start your group, bet together, share the moment, conditions apply, and gamble responsibly. Coal miner, the Socialite. Is this true?
Good afternoon, boys. It is true. Well, there's actually a dual mayorship, if that's what you want to call it. It's obviously Pud Kane, the great Tony Kane, your two brothers.
Yes, yes.
They share the seat. So I went through all the proper procedures, got their tick of approval before I was able to cross the Captain Cook Bridge. Can confirm, though, what a joint the Pines is.
Yeah, who
did you say it was? Roscoe.
Roscoe,
a cracking job there. Great food. Kept us very well watered throughout the afternoon. I was feeling a bit under the weather next day.
Where's that at?
Next to Roscoe, but a great joint.
Down near sea level.
Say again?
Down near sea level is in the Pines, right?
Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah, it's the old Hog's Breath.
That's it.
They tell me.
That's
back
it.
In the day.
That's
yeah.
it. Yeah. How was Placebet Pete? Was he behaving?
Placebet was up and about, always in good form.
Yeah.
His great pal Nev wasn't there, wasn't able to make it though, Nev. So I know they're both big fans of the show. They're listening. Shout out to Nev. We'll catch him next time.
Yeah. Coal miner, we'll get straight in the NFL because obviously it's one of the most popular sports in this country. Tom Brady, an absolute hero of mine. Like at age 44, the Tampa Bay won again, 30-7 over Atlanta Falcons. They got a 9-3 for the year. Brady threw four touchdowns. Now, he's on track to throw the most touchdowns for any quarterback this year. And also, what's he looking at for MVP? He's got to be close to favourite at the age of 44. It's just incredible.
Well, he's closer than close, Finchie. He sits atop of the betting right now, $2.50.
Wow.
So very, very short. It's for the regular season MVP, of course. Second best, Josh Allen, $7. Aaron Rodgers there at $8.50. But he's one of those blokes. As you said, he's 44. Just somehow keeps on doing it. He's a little bit of the Melbourne Storm about him. You know, people try and find a way each year to write him off, but he just keeps on turning up. And he's one of those sportsmen where I reckon even my mum would be able to pick him out of a lineup if he walked down the street.
Yeah.
So he's sort of he transcends sport. He's a bit more of a pop culture sort of bloke, but very, very short to take the Bucks. Although they're favourite to win the Super Bowl, they're $6.50, and he's very, very short, as I said, to win the MVP. But his old team, they go around tomorrow against the Bills, the Pats. Bills are on home field, so and that just gets them favoritism there. It's usually worth around 2.5 points in the NFL. That's exactly what the line is, so it's really just the home field splitting them. The Bills, $1.69, Pats, $2.18. But the big sort of storyline here, it's obviously got big implications for playoffs this
game.
Yeah,
massive.
But it's the best two defenses in the comp, and a little bit like rugby league, the best two defenses have a funny way of finding themselves on the big dance. So I think they're both conceding around 16 points a game. So I just have to be on the under total points. Sugar, you know, I'm a bit of a sicko for the unders. Currently a flat 41. So it's low enough, but just looking at those two defensive records and knowing there is such big implications for the playoffs, I can't see it being a big shootout. So I'm pretty keen to be on the under 41 tomorrow, lads.
Tell you what, I've actually never noticed this. You go to Sportsbet on the desktop, you'll see, you click on the NFL, to the right you see the ladder.
Yep.
And you can actually sort by points against. So Buffalo, as Sean says, best defence with 182 conceded, New England 190. But that you've spoken about the Melbourne Storm, Shawnee. I mean, what Belichick's doing with the New England Patriots, with young Mac Jones, and the fact that they're actually leading the latter, I suppose you'd call it that, as far as the playoff picture is concerned. So, massive game coming up. What's your bet?
Oh, tomorrow I've got to be on the unders,
Sugar.
That's the only way, as I said, I can generally find a little unders bet. Not the best one to sit back and watch, but that's where it is. Flat 41 at the moment, although it's juiced the over. So, we generally keep pretty tight with what Las Vegas betting is doing. So, there must be a little bit of money around for the overs. But I think, just knowing, you know, I can see this game being a very, very tight affair, just as we said, with the big implications. So I think an arm wrestle is on the cards.
Yeah, it could be the case there. Plenty else happening in the world of sport. Big Bash tonight, Thunder taking on the Heat. How are we leaning here?
Yeah, Thunder have just started to see a little bit of money. They're about $1.86 only half an hour ago. Now $1.80. Brisbane Heat, tick over even money, $2.02. Don't forget, though, same game multi is available in all these BBL games. So you can chuck in your team total runs, player runs, even players to hit a six. If you can't have it in your same game multi, I'd suggest it's probably not worth betting on. So jump on there. You can find all the markets chucking your same game multi.
Australia will be very short for the first test, Sean. If you close your eyes and you can see a batsman raising the bat, maybe having a bit of a day out for Australia, who are you seeing there?
Nathan Lyon.
Oh, it's got to be the one and only Stevie Smith. I mean, he's the shortest way home for player of the match as well. So if he does make a few runs, he suggests he's going to win the player of the match award. He's $7 there. The Aussies, a tick over even money. They're on the drift slightly, but purely because of the draw just keeps on firming up. I think Fletch might have found it last week, should when I spoke to you lads, at around the $4 mark. Now $2.90, the Poms are $4.50, but I'm going to be hammering that refresh button on the radar for the rest of the day and probably tomorrow. Maybe a little sneaky bet on the draw there.
Well, we had Nate Byrne on from the ABC. He's the doyen when it comes to the weather, and he was anticipating a lot of rain delays for that first test. So that could be the way to go there. What about the Formula One, Shawnee? They're all tied up at the top now. Max Verstappen and also Lewis Hamilton. How does that all play out?
Yeah, I'm not sure either of these would win anything for being a good bloke. Both pretty ordinary fellas, I'd imagine, but they can certainly drive a car very fast. You heard of Matty White on before. Tell you what, isn't he? He's just a fan of everything to do with sport. The sporting knowledge, you can't go past him. He said that, what about what he said? If Verstappen, or if they both crash, then Max Verstappen will win the driver's championship. Can you imagine if he just took a dive and ran up straight up the clacker of Lewis Hamilton to win the award. But the Chaminda, that's not the way the market is. So you're basically betting on who's going to win or finish highest in this race. Hamilton, $1.40 to win the Drivers' Championship, exact same price to win the Grand Prix. Max Verstappen is $3. But he would be one of the... That would be all Hall of Fame A-grade if he was to take a dive and maybe just sideswipe Hamilton there.
I promise you, Shawnee, no matter which way it goes, that last race will be shrouded in controversy, which I promise you there'll be something happens which will make it blow up.
Yeah, it looks like they've both got a whinge in them, which is nothing wrong with that. I had plenty of them when I was a player. But.
World class. Hey, boy, just you mentioned before, Shawnee, about your mother would recognise Tom Brady in a lineup, right? Who do you reckon, who's the biggest worldwide celebrity alive right now?
In anything
you like. Like, who would that be? Like, I watched the Beatles doc.
Mick Jagger
like,
or
Paul
someone?
Paul McCartney?
Paul McCartney.
Like, who?
What was someone like Dalai Lama?
Yeah, well, who is it? Yeah, let us know. 1-300-01-1170. Who's the biggest living celebrity right now? The Queen, maybe. Could be the Queen. Anyway, Shawnee, great to chat, mate.
No worries, boys. I know who the biggest celebrity is down the shore. Anyway, it's one Joel.
Oh, please. Please. Anyway, and that's enough from you. Sportsbet, bet with mates. Start your group bet together. Share the moment. Conditions apply. Gamble responsibly. We'll chat tomorrow, Coal Miner. Yeah, there he goes. That's what happens when you throw the sledges in.